This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With Mother's Day approaching, my title for today is A Christian Mother. My text comes from Titus 2:4, which states that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. The first mother in the Bible, of course, was Eve. Genesis 3:20 states, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." In the biblical worldview, the mission of parents is to raise children to follow God. To that end, God designed the family as the primary unit by which children are cared for, loved, trained, and empowered. This requires both kindness and discipline. Being a Christian mother encompasses a great degree of tension. She must be kind, but still uphold biblical expectations. And she must know when to let go of the children when nurtured. Part of a Christian mother's responsibility in equipping and training her children is to explain and embody the character and holiness of God. Deuteronomy 6:4-7 states, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." As most Christian mothers can attest, it is difficult to balance the natural instinct to protect one's child from harm with the necessity to equip the child for life as an adult. A mother is to train her children to live godly lives. She must help the child to develop skills and discover his or her strengths and spiritual gifts so they personally can contribute to God's kingdom. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This proverb, founded on the covenant with Abraham, encourages parents to train, dedicate, or initiate their children in the way, that is the right moral orientation, by pointing to the kinds of conduct that pleases or displeases the Lord, and to the normal outcome of each kind of conduct. The training will include love and instruction, as well as the rod of discipline. Christian mothers are commanded in God's word to discipline their child, teaching the fear of the Lord, drawing the line consistently, lovingly, and firmly. Proverbs 13:24 states, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him." Physical discipline is a common theme in Proverbs. It is viewed as an important part of the correction and training of a child, to teach him to avoid wrong behavior, to embrace what is right, and to build godly character. Equally important, physical discipline is an expression of love for a child, while the one who spares the rod hates his son. Taking into account all of the teaching of Proverbs, physical discipline of a child must never be severe and must always be exercised in love. Proverbs 19:18 states, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Proverbs 22:15 states, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 23:13-14 states, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beateth him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 29:15-17 states, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yes, he shall give delight unto thy soul. A Christian mother is commanded in God's word to nurture their child, providing an environment of constant verbal support, freedom to fail, acceptance, affection, and unconditional love. A Christian mother should give modeling with integrity by living what you say, being a model from which a child can learn by catching the essence of godly living. Deuteronomy 4:9 states, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. The Bible never states that everyone should be a mother. However, it does say that those whom the Lord blesses to be mothers should take the responsibility seriously. Mothers have a unique and crucial role in the lives of their children. Motherhood is not a chore or unpleasant task. Just as a mother bears a child during pregnancy, and just as a mother feeds and cares for a child during infancy, so mothers also play an ongoing role in the lives of their children. Whether they are adolescents, teenagers, young adults, or even adults with children of their own. While the role of motherhood must change and develop, the love, care, nurture, and encouragement a mother gives should never cease. Even when Jesus was dying on the cross, he was concerned about his mother's care. Jesus died a painful death on the cross for our sins. So let us live for him in appreciation for what he did for us. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Thanks for tuning in. We consider this a safe place where you can look, listen, learn, laugh, and love. Today's topic is Jesus Saves. In the past 30 days, more than 25% of Americans aged 18 to 34 have seriously considered suicide, according to the CDC. Among teen girls, the suicide rate has reached a 40-year high. We live in a world that is hurting. We have the coronavirus, social unrest, racial prejudice, bullying, cyberbullying of our children in school, and profound loss all around us. Just this year alone, Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in a plane crash. John Lewis died from pancreatic cancer. Hillary Tisch, daughter of New York Giants owner Steve Tisch, died from suicide. Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer at 43. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Jacob Blake, Ahmaud Arbery, and many of our friends, family, and co-workers have either died or been seriously injured for various reasons. People are looking for purpose in life. Why am I here? People are looking for answers to questions like, what happens after I die? And how can I be saved? And people are looking for a savior for their present and future. Speaking of the future, some people in the world today think it's arrogant for you to say that you're going to heaven when you die. How do you know? They ask. Some people think that they are just as good as you are, even if they don't believe in God. However, this is one of the greatest mistakes anyone can ever make, the assumption that they are good enough to go to heaven. And yet, countless people make this mistake every day, thinking that their good deeds will somehow outweigh their bad deeds and make them eligible for heaven. Why do I say that this is a mistake? The reason, the Bible says, is because God's standard is perfection. God is holy and perfect, and even one sin, just one, would be enough to remove us from His presence. In school, you might miss several answers on the final exam, and the teacher might still give you a passing grade. But that's not true with God. The Bible says of Him, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Habakkuk 1:13. Does this mean that no one will ever get into heaven? No, it doesn't. And the reason is because God has provided the way for us to be saved. And that way is Jesus Christ. He was without sin. He was God in human flesh. But on the cross, all of our sins were placed on Him. And He took upon Himself the judgment in hell that we deserved. He died in our place. Last year, before the coronavirus hit, I went to the gym early for a workout. When I arrived, I noticed that something was going on at the entrance that appeared to be out of the ordinary. As I entered, I noticed the gym personnel and an undercover cop talking with a man that appeared to be out of control. They were trying to get the man out of the gym, but he wouldn't leave. So I started a conversation with the man and asked him if he would step outside with me to have a talk. The man was reluctant at first, but after a while decided to step outside. Once outside, I invited the man to Burger King for breakfast, since it was in walking distance of the gym. The undercover cop gave the man a break and allowed him to leave without charging him with disturbing the peace. We walked to Burger King, and I allowed the man to order breakfast. We talked, and I told him about how God so loved him and so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We talked about repentance, faith, and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I asked him if he would like to accept Christ as his Lord and Savior. He said that he did, and he prayed the prayer of salvation. Even though I don't know his heart, I do know that Jesus saves. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, Emmanuel. Jesus, the bread from heaven. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the deliverer. Jesus, my Lord and my God. Jesus, the good shepherd. Jesus, the great I am. Jesus, the holy and righteous one. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus, the author of life. Jesus, the Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus, the Master, Mediator, and Messiah. Jesus, our Passover Lamb. Jesus, the Pioneer and Perfecter of our faith. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus, the Resurrection and the Life. Jesus, the Lord of Glory. Jesus, the Last Adam. Jesus, the High Priest. Jesus, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Jesus, the Heir of all things. Jesus, the Horn of Salvation. Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life. That Jesus who was crucified on an old rugged cross, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands so that you may have